Matthew West's new album is called Brand New, and it features his family in a pretty big way. Good morning, Matthew.
Hey, good morning. It's great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Matthew, my wife and I listened to your CD right through. We love it. And this morning we want to talk about how you've got your family involved in this CD, and particularly this song, The Me You Made, because it talks about identity and being who God made us to be. You know, there's certain things about me I wish I could change, but this is just me, right?
Yeah, that song actually features my daughter as background vocalist, and for a reason, because the song kind of talks about insecurity. And, you know, middle school, you know, when I think of the word insecurity, my mind travels back to middle school, and that's where a lot of the seeds of insecurity in my own life were sown. And so here I am as a grown-up, still singing about some of the insecurities that I have, and still having to remind myself that I don't have to try to be somebody other than I am. You know, I just have to be who God made me to be, learn how to get comfortable in the reminder that he didn't make any mistakes, even though there's things that I would change about myself. And, you know, I wrote that song with ulterior motives. I wrote that song not only to confess that, hey, this guy on stage that you're hearing sing is just as insecure as everybody else, but I wrote that song in the hopes that the message would get into my daughter's ears, because I can see how mean kids can be at school, and I want them to, at an early age, take hold and let the seeds really take root that who God made them to be is who they're called to be, and God made them just the way that he wanted them to be. So, you know, those are the types of empowering messages I hope come through loud and clear, even for younger audiences. That would include my daughters, even though my daughters don't think it's cool to listen to Matthew West.
I know, I've got two girls myself, and I knew as soon as they were born, like, you know, each one that I had a girl, I thought, you know what, I'm never going to be able to say the word no ever again.
Oh, dude, I am right there with you, man. The being wrapped around the finger is a very true thing. And you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. But it's a challenge, man, being a dad of two girls. I'm glad that we have that in common, so that, you know, we could probably both agree that some days we don't have a clue what we're doing. And just praying, and that, you know, nothing's driven me to my knees more than being a dad. And now as they're getting into middle school and high school, pretty soon boys are coming around. Now I'm hitting my knees even harder.
Yes, indeed. Plus, as a traveling performer, you're on the road and probably worrying about what's going on back home and wishing you were there.
I know all of us artists really share in that desire. It is a real challenge, though, to have your family feel connected from a long distance, to go, oh, dad's gone doing this show, but we're part of that. Like, yeah. I think that's the desire, but that's also the challenge. And if your kids don't travel with you because they need to be in school and things like that, you know, I'll give you a great example. My youngest daughter, she's the one who's especially struggled when dad had to go out of town. And I remember even when she was just a little girl, one of the things that we would always do before dad got on the bus or got on an airplane, I'd be tucking him in for bed and saying goodnight. And I'd say, now why does daddy go on the road? And they would say, to tell people about Jesus. I say, yeah, that's right, to tell people about Jesus. Now, I would say that to them thinking that, well, this is a higher calling, so maybe they'll understand more and have a greater understanding of the purpose of why I'm going, you know, versus some sort of a business trip. But my youngest daughter one night said, well, daddy, can't somebody else tell them about Jesus today? And that's when I really personally got convicted to go, you know, who am I, like, to think that my higher calling is going to even register in the mind of a 4-year-old kid who, as far as she knows, dad's taking a briefcase and going to go try to make money in the business world tomorrow. And is it that much different? And, you know, while I believe it is that much different, her 4-year-old mind just knew that dad's leaving again, and I don't like it. And so I think I've had to ask the Lord to help me work through those types of scenarios. And a lot of that led to some sweeping changes. For 4 years, we actually homeschooled our daughters so that we could be together. But I'll be totally honest with you, Todd. A lot of my life is lived in conflict where, you know, I struggle with feeling guilty for being gone, but I'll be on stage and I'll get to see people having a powerful experience in the presence of the Lord, and I know I'm exactly where I need to be. And so sometimes there's just that wrestling, that internal struggle, and we have to just trust that the Lord's going to help us make up for lost time when I get back home. And that's always my prayer. So, you know, we're trying to figure it out. All the artists that you interview and artists that you play, and maybe it's a good reminder for your listeners just to, hey, we're doing this and we're in ministry, but our families, you know, need to be surrounded in prayer too. And that's something that I'm thankful for. Whenever listeners come to a show and say, hey, we've been praying for your family, I'm like, gosh, that means so much to me.
Matthew West's new CD is called Brand New, and he's been with us this morning. Thanks, Matthew. Always encouraging.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate you, man.